Can you hear me?
Yes, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, sir? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in today because we are conducting a short survey. This is like a one-minute survey with just one particular question, and I'm trying to see if you can help us out.
Sure.
All right. So I will just read you. This survey has a quick introduction and then just that particular question. So I'm going to read the introduction to you. So I'm calling in because Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax County needs your help. Northern Virginia is facing rising prices, business failure, foreclosures, homelessness, and a surge in violent crime, including rape. Even if you're not registered to vote, you can still vote until November the 5th. Just find your polling station and vote by provisional ballot. After 4 years under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the Virginians are suffering. That's why Jerry Torres is running for U.S. House of Representatives. As the representative for Virginia's 8th district, Jerry will work to reduce violent crime, stop illegal immigration, and grow the economy. But he can't make the difference without your vote. If you never voted before, you should know that you can still register in person until November the 5th. If you will be kind enough to give us your opinion, I just have one question so that Jerry can better understand what matters to you. The question that we have right here for you, sir, what do you believe is the biggest problem facing our community and the nation?
Well, the biggest problem facing the community as well as the nation is Congress not passing the bills and laws that will help the people. If Congress would do their job by passing bills that will help the people, for example, living in Virginia, we know that the cost of living is very high. If someone who's working at a fast food restaurant is unable to survive here in Virginia on the pay they're making, we have to work two jobs, such as myself in the past, in order to make money and meet. So an increase in pay would definitely help the fellow people who live here in Virginia. As far as the crime rate goes, sure, the police probably need more funding to help them, but in the same sense, we need better laws and that's one of the major problems here of the community is not trust the police department because body cameras, and you know like I know, when it comes down to police corruption, it's the taxpayers who pays their salaries, and if they do anything wrong, then it's the citizens. We as taxpayers pay for that to resolve the issue. It should come out of the police department or that person out of their salary. It shouldn't come from taxpayers' money because the taxpayers' money, we could find better housing, better communication as far as education for our kids, our teachers. But instead, we use that money to pay for police for the things they've done to our citizens. So if he could fix some of those things, he could have my money.
True. That's a very good point right there. That's true. Basically, if they've done something that they does require going to court, the police officer with the victim, then that should come out of the person's wage, not making taxpayers pay more.
The last thing I would say is, by me being a military veteran who's been deployed 3 times and suffers with PTSD, our veterans shouldn't have to go through VA prolonged process when it comes to disability. It took me 4 years as a disabled veteran to receive some type of pay from the military from being deployed 3 times and suffering from sarcoidosis, PTSD, having a surgery on my L4, L5, S1. Serving over 20 years in the military, you shouldn't have to go through VA disability to fight so hard to get some type of pay to help you and your family members. That's another issue that we have here in Virginia. Disabled veterans, when they try to get their disability from VA, we have to switch arms and legs. It took me 4 years. Now, if I didn't have a second job, then I would have not had income in order to help my family out. But again, we serve our country. No one forces us to raise our hand. But when the government sends us to combat and we come back jacked up, we're broken, we're blown up limbs or suffer from PTSD and things such as that, we don't get the necessary help that we should have by defending the country against foreign and domestic enemies. And anytime you call on the military to fly or leave to go to combat, we can't say no. If we do, then we're locked up. or we're AWOL. But that's not the case. And when we do come back home, this really isn't home for us. A lot of people don't understand PTSD issues. For example, I've never shared this with anybody besides my psychiatrist. But when you have to take your fellow members of the military service and store them in a freezer to keep the remains frozen to ship back to the United States, that's a horrific sight to see, and that stays in your mind forever, sir. So those are the type of things that we as veterans suffer with. But those are the things that you guys will never, ever hear about, or they'll never put on the newscast, that soldiers will put in refrigerators or freezers for their bodies to be kept cool in order to be shipped back to the United States. So those are some of the things that we face on an everyday issue when it comes to veterans.
You know, that's true. We should have more veterans get together and pass a law, force this government to pass a law to help out veterans. You know what? A movie just came up to my mind really fast when you started talking about that. I was like, man, he's right. It was said in the movie. I was like, man, that's crazy. But it's true. I have family members that were also in the military, and well, thankfully, nothing happened to them, but they were like a little bit traumatized. Yes, I was like, yeah, that's why they went back to the country, live in the country, because they couldn't live in the city anymore.
Yes, sir.
That's how it is. Well, I would like to thank you, sir, for taking your time helping us out with the survey. Thank you, and I do hope that you make movement right there with your fellow military also. Get a law to help out those veterans. All right, thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You take care. Well, thank you.
Bye.